Hey there, all of our wonderful travelers. This is Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast. Thanks again for listening today to this episode. We have an awesome guest today, and we're going to be talking about all things recruiting and fusion medical staffing with Carrie Ostermore, who is one of their recruiters over there. But she is an incredible lady, and I will let her introduce herself. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, everyone.
I'm so happy to have you on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us about all the things that you love, because you and I were chatting earlier about you being in Omaha. I'm a big Omaha fan. So will you tell me kind of about yourself, what you like to do, your family, your hobbies, and then we'll jump kind of into this recruiting stuff?
Sure. So I am born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. I love spending time with my 8 nieces and nephews. That's kind of where my passion lies. I have 6 nephews and 2 nieces who are more spoiled than anybody in this world. The little girls are.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college here in Nebraska. I played softball in college. Like I said, I just love the Nebraska feel. I love the Omaha feel. You get a little bit of the big city, but a lot of the small town love that everybody thinks of when you think of Nebraska.
Aw, well, that's so great. I have some nieces and nephews, too, and it's seriously the best job ever, so I totally understand. The spoiling part. I understand that part as well. They really get you. Will you tell us a little bit about your recruiting experience and kind of what you're up to now and moving up the ladder and all of that, everything that you've kind of done in healthcare travel?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a really interesting story on how I got involved in healthcare travel and how I got to Fusion Medical. So when I graduated college, my major was actually in criminal justice. I actually thought about trying out for the police force, made it a couple of steps, and something was drawing me back. So then I started working for a really big nonprofit organization here in Omaha in 2001. And I gradually moved up the ladder there and was a supervisor there and supervised people who were going into family homes, helping them with drug abuse, different things like that to help get their families back together. So in 2017, the beginning of 2017, I have one of my best friends. She actually runs a nonprofit for Fusion Medical. And she said, hey, we've got these openings for recruiters over here. I think you'd be a good fit. And I said, listen, Michaela, I haven't sold anything in my life. And she's like, you know, a lot of people just want a really good personality and somebody they can relate to. And I said, well, you know what? I think it's about a good time in my life to do a change like that. I was at a stage where I felt like I could change a career, be comfortable with it, and be successful in what I do. So I interviewed and just connected so well with the people who run the nursing division over here at Fusion Medical. It's so amazing. And the rest is kind of history. I started here in April of 2017. I'll be coming up on my 2 years. It has flown by. It has been probably the best 2 years career-wise that I have had in my life. So.
Well, that's great. That's so interesting. I actually had no idea that that's how it worked, but it sounds like everything just kind of fell into place. That's perfect.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's really cool. Well, what would you say then, since I guess you've been doing this for a couple years now, you're definitely a pro at it after that long, and you kind of know this industry inside and out. So what would you say is your recruiting style? So if a traveler was going to come and they wanted to work with Carrie, what would they get from you? What would that look like?
You know, I always say to my first-time nurses who reach out to me because they've heard about me on the internet, I say, I'm the type of recruiter that is going to build a strong relationship with you as a nurse. If you're just looking for a recruiter to get you to a job, not really check in on you, but just get you to the job, you can do the rest. I always tell them I'm not your gal. But if you're looking for a recruiter who's going to build a strong, healthy relationship for you, go to bat for you, get you the best pay package, I'm your gal. And really, for that matter, anybody at Fusion, we all have a lot of the same personalities. So I am very big on relationship building in my recruiting style. They have to trust me before we even move to the next stage. So.
Yeah, that makes total sense for me. I honestly, I think that's really great. And I love hearing the passion that you have behind helping them, especially with it being nurses, because I'm a nurse, so I love that so much.
Yeah.
Since you switched into this career, you know, a couple of years ago, and it happened through this friend of yours, what would you say that you've been able to do to make this meaningful? You said it's something that you've just loved and been 2 years of your most favorite and best career 2 years so far. What would you say you've done at Fusion or that they've given you to really make it meaningful in the day-to-day for you?
Fusion's core values, humble, driven, positive attitude. I think of those core values whenever I step in the doors and I start on the phones right away in the morning. Those are the things that I'm thinking about, making nurses happy, because you guys are out there. You're doing the hard work. You're going into hospitals with 1, 2 days, maybe 2 hours of orientation, and you guys need support and you guys need somebody to be there for you at all times. So that's really what I want to stick to.
Yeah, I love that a lot. I think those are some great core values too. I really like the positive attitude one. I'm a big believer that we control our own emotions. And so I'm definitely somebody who thinks positively. You know, you just have to, if you emulate that, it will be what is around you as well. And I really like that a lot. Well, cool. How do you think that we can improve this industry for travelers and recruiters? We all know there are a ton of myths that could probably be busted about the traveler and recruiter relationship. And I think that some of those have subsided with the new technology and just new ways that we're all communicating with each other. But what are some ways that you would like to see this industry change?
You know, I'm a big believer in that trust needs to be number one, first and foremost. I think when you can trust each other as a traveler and as a recruiter, that's what is going to be the most meaningful and get you to that next level. I always tell my nurses that because of the background that I had in child welfare for 16 years, I am huge on trust. So I think that that's going to help get this industry to the next level is that trust, open communication. I like to talk to my nurses on the phone, at least for the first couple of phone calls. I get it. It's a new age. Texting is great, but I like to hear those voices. I like to connect with them in a way that helps them get to know me at first. So
that's great. I was curious as I was listening to you, do you have a moment that really stands out to you? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but can you think of any moment at Fusion or even just in recruiting or even possibly with a nurse or another healthcare professional that just really stands out to you from your last 2 years? Can you tell us about one of those experiences?
Yeah, actually, I had a moment this weekend. I had one of my nurses, her dad had a massive heart attack.
Oh,
and
no.
He's not doing well. She's on assignment 3 hours away. She emailed me and she texted me and said, hey, I've got to call in for my shift. My dad had a massive heart attack. He's not doing well. But in that email, what really like was a changing moment for me was when she said, I just want to thank you for the last year and a half. You're more than just a recruiter. You're a friend. You've always gone to bat for me, and I really appreciate all that you've done. Thank you for supporting me. So I was like, wow, that's so cool.
That is really cool, and that's really sweet, and that's a true testament to how you treat people. That's awesome. Well, Fusion is super lucky, and so are we, because we have Fusion. It's great. Fusion's got you, we've got Fusion, and we have this big, wonderful, I guess you could say, like, spiderweb partnership between us three, and we just love it. We're really thankful that Fusion is a client. So I was curious how you thought that Wanderlee could continue to support Fusion and recruiters like yourself. What can we do for you guys?
You know, continue to have that open, honest communication on your website. I mean, nurses are going to know when they go on there what the pay breakdown is going to be. They're going to know if they ask for a package breakdown, maybe they're not going to get blown up with 20 to 30 recruiting calls. I really like how the site is able to pinpoint one job and then it'll assign it to one recruiter. I was so excited that I had the first Wanderlee placement at Fusion. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was great. She is a PACU nurse going to Seattle. She's starting next week, and the whole process was so amazing. So,
wow, that's really amazing. Oh, that just made my day. I'm so happy. That's great. Oh, cool. Well, sweet, Carrie, I'm so glad that you wanted to jump on with us. Before we get off, though, what advice do you have for other recruiters?
You know, it's all about urgency. I have been running around since about 6:30 this morning, but I'll tell you, the high is unreal when you can show urgency and you can show attentiveness to your travelers. I think that's big. With jobs going so quickly as they do, if you're not quick into the punch, you're going to lose it. So it's always a discussion I like to have with new recruiters and new travelers, is it's all about urgency in this field. But you also have to find that balance in your life as well. So,
yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Great. Well, I hope all of our recruiters out there are listening closely. I love it when our recruiters can give advice to each other, because those kind of roundtable discussions where everybody can really work together to make this industry better just makes me very, very happy. So I'm so thankful for you coming on here today, Carrie. Do you have anything else that you would like to add? And please include where everybody who's listening that wants to work with you can find you.
Yes, I would suggest that anybody who's listening and thinking about what recruiting company they'd want to go to, I encourage them to look up Fusion Medical Staffing. The culture here is really next to none. You're going to have a happy recruiter. You're going to have a happy traveler. If we make an error, because we all do, we're going to fix it for you. Talk to some nurses who've traveled with Fusion. I'd love for you guys to hear all the great things that we're doing here. And really, we do stick to our core values of humble, driven, and positive attitude. And that's what we want our travelers to see with us. It's a great company. And I can't wait to see what the next 2 years bring for me.
I know. I can't wait to do another podcast in 2 years, and we'll have to do like a checkup on what everything that's changed and what you're up to.
So great. Yes.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the Happy Traveler. Everybody, that's Carrie Ostemore from Fusion Medical Staffing. We're very thankful that Fusion works with Wanderly. We love having you guys. I love working with everybody in your marketing department, and they know that because I bother them a lot. We chat all the time.
They're amazing too.
They are so amazing. It's seriously, I just feel like this is such a friendship. It's really been so nice. So I'm so thankful for you, Carrie. I hope that you guys all have an incredible rest of your week. Happy New Year. And thank you guys so much for listening. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler. And we will be back with an all-new episode next week.